Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now the latest installment of LG and Englewood Cliffs versus the world. We've been following on this show the plan by the electronics company LG to build its world headquarters in Englewood Cliffs above the tree line of the Palisades Cliffs, which would be the first breach of the pristine cliffs view north of Fort Lee, that is, north of the George Washington Bridge area, where it's a natural view from the New York side, pretty much basically up to Bear Mountain. Englewood Cliffs and the construction industry have wanted this to allow a new height precedent, in fact, to be set for the jobs that it might bring. But in recent months, opponents have been coming out of the woodwork from everywhere, it seems. Four former New Jersey governors, two Democrat, two Republican, Kane, Whitman, Florio, and Byrne. Six mayors of towns around Englewood Cliffs. Governor Cuomo and Attorney General Schneiderman and basically everyone in New York State, because it's a New York State view that's largely at stake, plus the head of the National Park Service and every environmental group under the sun. And in a major development last week, the mayor of Englewood Cliffs seemed to change his position from staunch defender of breaching the tree line to advocate for compromise. Here is Mayor Joseph Parisi in a news conference last week.
In light of the continuing debate, I have discussed with LG whether they would consider pursuing a compromise. I was told that LG is willing to discuss a reasonable compromise to mitigate the concerns of those who oppose the height of the new building. Reasonable people can agree to disagree, and on certain issues, and they can often reach a middle ground for the greater good. Today, I'm urging all the parties with a different view on the project to come to the table with LG and compromise.
Englewood Cliffs Mayor Joseph Parisi last week with us now to answer the question, is compromise possible in LG and Englewood Cliffs versus the world? Can you breach the tree line a little and have it be okay, or is that like being a little bit pregnant? Let's talk to one of the leading opponents of the LG Englewood Cliffs plan, Ned Sullivan, president of the environmental group Scenic Hudson, a very relevant name for this particular dispute. He is on the steering committee of the coalition of groups that is organized against the building known as Protect the Palisades. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Sullivan. Welcome to WNYC.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Is a compromise in the works? Are actual discussions underway?
Well, I think the mayor's call for compromise is welcome. He has been a staunch defender, indeed the architect of the changes in the local zoning that have allowed this to go forward. And so we're pleased that he's calling for this. We're pleased that LG's spokesman has said that they're willing to consider a compromise. And we think there's every opportunity here to come together with LG. The tree line, being below the tree line, that is the critical goal that we have. And
non-negotiable?
The tree line is non-negotiable, though we think that it is very possible to achieve LG's programmatic goals in the architectural design and accommodating their workers, making a major contribution to the economy, employing the unions in the work, and still stay below the tree line.
But that's always been your position. Because they have enough acreage on that LG property, your argument has always been that they could build horizontally rather than vertically and create as much office space, et cetera. So if you're saying the height of the building is non-negotiable in terms of it breaching the tree line, what's the compromise?
Well, the compromise is for us to provide LG an opportunity to achieve its goals and to celebrate them as a major environmental leader while keeping the building below the tree line. So I think that there is a win-win here.
Just to be clear, that is your previous position.
That is our previous position, right.
So what's the compromise?
Well, we're looking for the win-win. We're not interested in compromising, to be frank. And we have – Scenic Hudson has a long history of forging win-win outcomes. I'm proud to serve on Governor Cuomo's Regional Economic Development Council that is promoting jobs and protection of the environment and protection of views in the Hudson Valley. There are many people in business, government, and the environmental community working together to forge a common vision of the Hudson Valley as a place to attract jobs, to boost the economy, building on the foundation of beauty that is a major magnet for job creators nationwide. There's an organization called the Hudson Valley Economic Development Corporation that I was a founding member of. And back when it was launched some years ago, they did a nationwide survey to find out what would attract CEOs to move their jobs to the Hudson Valley. What do they consider the key assets of the region? And what they said was the beauty, the access to parks, the quality of life. So that's what we have to attract corporations. We want LG to stay. We want LG to build their project there. And we're looking for a win-win.
Listeners, we can take a few phone calls on this. I know many of you don't know anything about this issue. Many of you feel very passionately about this issue. Honestly, on our comments page, when we first did this segment a few months ago, this topic, we got more comments than on any other topic that we did all year. So we know there are people on the New York side of the Hudson, on the New Jersey side of the Hudson, who feel very strongly about that, about this. We can take a few phone calls for Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, as there may be a break in this deadlock. And what do you make of Mayor Parisi's news conference? His language certainly changed in that clip that we played from what it had been. Even if your language isn't changing, is he feeling the heat? I mean, I was joking in setting up the segment that it's LG and Englewood Cliffs versus the world, but it's kind of turning out that way. And I have a feeling it's been kind of a surprise to them how many people, the neighboring towns of Englewood Cliffs included, those six mayors, those four former governors of New Jersey, so many officials in New York, the head of the National Park Service at the federal level, because there's a national park connection with the cliffs in the Palisades. So literally they're isolated. They're completely isolated.
Exactly.
So do you think Mayor Parisi is feeling the heat and that's why he's changing?
Absolutely. The mayor is feeling the heat. LG is feeling the heat. One of the interesting opponents that emerged was a group of 32 investors who signed a letter. And those investors represented $294 billion in assets. And they communicated to LG that as currently designed, the headquarters could pose a permanent reputational risk for LG, as millions of Americans would question why the company chose to mar the beauty of this iconic landscape. So they're feeling the heat, not just from the environmental community. You've listed all of the people who've come out. I think it is LG against the world and LG against Englewood Cliffs.
Let's take a couple of phone calls. As soon as I put this out, our 10 lines immediately all lit up again. Let's get a few phone calls in here in our available time. David in Riverdale in the Bronx, one of those towns with a view across the scenic Hudson. Hi, David.
Hi. I think that really the reason why LG wanted to do this was they wanted to shine their LG logo over the tree line to everybody in Manhattan, so you could see it just like you can see Carl Icahn's name coming from Randall's Island
before,
from the FDR Drive.
Before they go out and buy a Samsung. But Ned Sullivan, I don't know. I haven't seen, even in your groups in Protect the Palisades, you know, video representation of what might happen, that is, how that would stick up above the tree line and be an eyesore. I haven't seen a logo on that. Is this about a logo as far as you're concerned? A billboard, in effect, for people coming down the Henry Hudson?
Well, I don't think you need a logo per se to have this as a billboard for LG. And I think it's the wrong billboard for them. We had the architectural critic of the New York Times call it a public shame. And that's what it would be for LG.
Michael Kimmelman, that article was brutal.
Michael Kimmelman, right, comparing it unfavorably to Samsung. It's one of its major competitors.
Architectural design in the context of its home in California.
That's right. That's right. And LG has said, LG Electronics, as part of its social responsibility, will serve environment preservation and social contribution through cooperation with the local communities. So we're just asking LG to abide by one of its core principles in making the right decision about its headquarters in the Palisades.
Manuel in North Bergen calling in support of the building. Manuel, thank you for calling.
Yes, I think just building a couple of floors above is better than building horizontally because they probably need for parking. And I don't see why is it better to occupy more land and asphalt or whatever, more rain is going to go, is going to flood the place. And so in general, aesthetics is one thing and pollution is another. So I think they could come to a compromise if they just increase maybe one or two floors, and I don't see why not. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's a thoughtful comment. But it's possible for all of LG's parking requirements to be met, and the full range of space that they need and still stay below the tree line.
They do need parking, right?
They do need parking.
There's no subway stop on Sylvan Avenue in Englewood Cliffs.
That's correct, but that's not a problem. The parking, all the parking they need can be accommodated, and they can still stay below the tree line. So we're looking for the win-win. We're not looking for compromise on building height. We're looking for a win-win, and it's possible. And LG can just adhere to its own core principle and be an environmental hero and restore its reputation.
Tracy and Dobbs Ferry, you're on WNYC. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I'm wondering if this isn't a classic case of incentives not lining up properly in the sense that shouldn't something like this really be under the purview of more than just the mayor of Englewood, given the broad number of people that are affected that aren't even citizens of that town?
That's an excellent point, and I think that goes to the recently proposed legislation in New Jersey, co-sponsored by State Senators Bob Smith, the chairman of the Environment and Energy Committee, and Senator Christopher Kip Bateman. This is now passed through that Environment and Energy Committee on June 5th.
This is the state legislature.
That's
because
right.
They're seeing this as beyond home rule for one town, but a larger statewide issue of the environment and open space.
Exactly. And this is, as the caller has indicated, this shouldn't be decided by one locality. This bill would prohibit buildings taller than 35 feet within 2,000 feet of the Palisades Cliff north of Fort Lee to the New York border. And it would apply retroactively to any buildings for which the foundation was not completed by May 1st, 2014.
And we should say that beyond this one building, the issue of a precedent has been hotly debated. Your group has a video rendering that shows a whole skyline of towers emerging over the cliffs. If this goes through, breaking the precedent, LG and Englewood Cliffs have said it's only a few small sites that could even be zoned that way. So have you been exaggerating the longer-term threat?
No, it's quite real. And those images could be accomplished if this precedent is allowed to go forward and if the master plan were changed. So this is a state issue of great significance for New Jersey residents. It's an issue of great significance for New Yorkers. This is a national issue. We're hearing from our U.S. senators, Gillibrand and Schumer. We are hearing from the head of the National Park Service because this is a national icon, a breathtaking site that when people come to New York, they see the Palisades. When people cross the George Washington Bridge, when they're on Amtrak or Metro North, when they're on the river, we're seeing increased cruise ships coming up the Hudson River.
But Sharon in Harlem is maybe not so convinced. Is that right, Sharon?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm just frustrated by why they're hanging on to the importance of building taller. And I just would like to say that I think it's more symbolic of something else, perhaps the Napoleon complex, or I just think it says something more about the bigger social issue.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to criticize our guest. You're criticizing the company.
Yes. Yeah. Or just maybe in a bigger picture society in general. I don't understand why it's such a big deal to grow up instead of out, unless it's some kind of inferiority.
So they have to be big
in
order. I understand to be taken seriously. You can't. Of course, Napoleon was short, and he wound up ruling half the world. But here is a clip from this show a few months ago of LG spokesman John Taylor, when I basically asked him if it's possible to reverse the decision that he said was pretty much a done deal to build up above the tree line. Here's John Taylor then.
Work is underway at the site as we speak. The demolition of the existing property began in last November and will be ramping up this spring to be completed later this summer, with the construction to begin later this year.
So is it too late?
It is not too late. Demolition is underway, but construction of the new facility has not taken place. If LG comes to the table, brings the buildings below tree line, forges what for them would be a compromise in building height, but for us a win-win, we would work with them, we would work with the town. We would work with everybody. All of the coalition members would come together, rally around them, let them know that they are, that their brand of life is good does carry throughout the Hudson Valley. So we're going to, you know, we will bring the grassroots together. Larry Rockefeller has been a great leader of this effort, the Harrimans, the Perkins. You know, we would all come together if they would go for the win-win.
One more. Chris in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. I think that these groups such as, you know, Scenic Hudson, Nature Conservancy, Open Space Institute, I think that they need to practice what they preach. In other words, you know, they don't want LG to build above the tree line, but right now you have the Mohonk Preserve, which is, you know, developing property that they said that they were going to protect in New Paltz. You have the Open Space Institute. And by the way, Glenn Hoagland used to work for Scenic Hudson. You have Open Space Institute selling, you know, land to their wealthy donors. There was, you know, the whole issue with Nature Conservancy doing the same thing. So I think it's easy for, you know, a lot of these groups to, you know, to criticize LG. And, you know, I'm not talking about the merits of that case, but I think oftentimes, you know, these groups get overlooked for, you know, the exact types of behaviors that they're criticizing.
Those two organizations have a really fantastic record of preserving land, creating beautiful parks, opening up lands to recreation, tourism. They're contributing to job creation. And these are both groups that go for the win-win. I know there's a local dispute there, but that you're referencing, I don't think it has anything to do with LG building a giant corporate office building on the top of the Palisades. So I think it's time for everybody to come together to find the win-win. We're prepared to forge that win-win outcome, and it's time for LG. We're not gonna let up. We are going to fight this to the end.
And you might have made news here by saying win-win versus compromise. How is this actually going to get resolved with LG and Mayor Parisi saving face?
Well, I don't think this is about saving face. They will be environmental heroes if they agree to this. Mayor Parisi and LG have said they're ready to try to address our concerns. We welcome that opportunity, and we're prepared to have those kinds of discussions and get the right win-win outcome.
Is there a tree line timeline? Any meeting set? Any date for an outcome?
We're working on finding the common ground, and I'm sure it can be found.
Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson and a member of the steering committee of Protect the Palisades, a coalition of organizations and individuals dedicated to preserving the Hudson River Palisades. Thank you very much.
Thank you.